Today is Thursday, August 19th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I just got off the phone with Joe Batance. I'm helping him out with something. We were talking about that and shooting the breeze. Do you shoot the breeze? I guess you do. Anyway, shout out to Joe. Joe, I know you're listening. Anyway, I do not remember where we ended. I know I talked about the tomahawk steak and the swimming for my birthday, pre-birthday celebration on Monday. And I'm just going to say again, like, I don't know that it was, if you ever see a tomahawk steak on the menu, maybe if you're at a, I understand that Ruth's Chris is a chain restaurant, but it is a steakhouse and it is a fancier steakhouse. So you would think, and it wasn't bad, but for the cost of a tomahawk steak, it wasn't worth it. Now, maybe if you're at some Michelin 3-star, you know, whatever, although at a Michelin 3 or 5-star, whatever they give them, you know, they're going to be even more expensive. But anyway. So we did that. We swam in the pool. We went to the pool around 10 o'clock because quiet hours start at 10 o'clock. And I don't want to be around a bunch of our neighbors and their kids and whatever else. But they told us in the HOA meeting that the pool never closes. They're just quiet hours. So if you go between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., it's fine. You can swim, but you need to be quiet. So we just had to be really quiet. We only swam for about a half an hour. We just wanted to test it out. We've not been. And, you know, it's a nice pool. It's got a nice little structure built there with a roof where there are picnic tables where you could have a party or, you know, eat out next to the pool. And there's a bathroom and it's a nice, you know, they've got a little hangers there for your towels and they have some chairs to sit around the pool and all that. Some of the neighbors are actually donating some stuff because we're at the beginning stages of this housing development. And I say beginning stages, it's been going for 2 to 3 years, but we've only got, you know, we're in phase 2 and there's a phase 3. So I guess we're not in the beginning stages, but there are still another 100 houses or something that are being added. And so the budget is really low because they're only getting dues from, you know, 2/3 of the housing area. So they didn't have a lot of extra stuff to buy, a lot of extra money to buy stuff. So somebody donated a hand dryer for the bathroom that they bought. Somebody donated 4 or 5 chairs for around the pool. Anyway, it's nice though. So we did that and that was it for Monday. We just went back and watched, I think we were watching another season of MasterChef Australia. So I'm about to get bored of it. We've watched so much MasterChef, but I still enjoy it. And, yeah, so we did that. And on Tuesday, it was my actual birthday. We got up and had breakfast. And we did have Chick-fil-A for breakfast because that is my favorite fast food breakfast. And Tuesday was my, you know, it was Adam Day and it was eat fast food day. So I got my chicken minis and the line was so long. But anyway, we got it. We came back and we ate that. And then and Mark had decorated the house for my birthday. And he actually decorated on Monday. So there was balloons and happy birthday signs and all that kind of stuff. And so that was cool. And we hung out and watched TV for a little while. And then I decided I wanted to watch a movie. So I looked and I had been wanting to see that M. Night Shyamalan movie called Old. And I wasn't even thinking, because, you know, I'm getting older. I know I say that all the time, but I'm getting older. And I wasn't even thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to see a movie called Old on my 43rd birthday. But we did. Anyway, so I said, oh, I want to see a movie. We were either going to go bowling or play mini golf or, you know, watch a movie, something. And I said, I'm not in the mood to do anything that takes much energy. Let's just go to a movie. So we, Mark bought the tickets for the movie. We went to the movie and the theater was empty. And, you know, the movie has, now it's not the best reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, but it has like a 53%, which, you know, that means half the people liked it, basically. That's probably not what it means at all, but I say 50 to 60% is average. And then, you know, like 70 to 80 is good and 80 to 100 is like really good or something like that. And usually when people rate movies lower, I tend to like them anyway. And and also a lot of the movies that are rated poorly, like fantasy and sci-fi and stuff like that, I tend to like. So this is one of those, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, it's one of those kind of weird ones where you're trying to guess what's going on. These people are at a resort and they go to this private beach. And I don't want to spoil too much, but basically people start aging really quickly. We were the only ones in the theater. It was just Mark and I. So, I mean, hey, social distancing. But when we got there, we were late. We were about 5 minutes late, and we got, I like to get a strawberry slush or any red slush, whatever kind of red slush they have. I want to get it. Cherry, strawberry, kiwi, watermelon, the red ones. So I got one. We went in and sat down, and the screen wasn't even on. There were no previews playing. There was no music, nothing. So I was wondering if, because we were the only ones that bought tickets for this showtime, because we weren't there, they just decided they weren't going to start it. I don't know. Like, nobody confirmed this, but I was wondering that. And so I had to get up and go to the concession stand and say, hey, the movie we were going to, theater number 4 or whatever, was supposed to start 10 minutes ago, and the screen's not even on. So she looked at her computer screen, and she's like, oh, yeah, I see that. Let me go get the manager. I'll tell the manager. And so I went back in, and about 5 minutes later, the screen came on. And then it was so interesting. They did play some previews, but it was a very short preview segment. Only 2 previews. And one of the previews was for the movie that we were watching, which I've never, I think they screwed up. I think they weren't going to play it because they thought no one was going to show up. And he's like, oh my God, we're into the thing. I've got to do something shorter. And he just pulled a couple of previews and didn't realize he was pulling the one for the movie that we were watching. So that was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was kind of a weird, kind of eerie. It was a novel concept. It wasn't the best movie in the world for sure, but it was enjoyable. Maybe you could watch it at home, but I wanted to go to a theater. But it's probably one of those you could just watch on Netflix once it hits Netflix or, you know, wherever. And then we were looking for art for our mantle over our fireplace. We need to do a lot of decorating in the house. Right now, our house is very minimalistic. We don't have, because he and I cannot decide, especially when it comes to decorating and furniture. We have a really hard time. We don't know what our style is. We have a really hard time picking stuff. We're wishy-washy. We're like, we could do this. And then we're like, but what if we find something better? What if those colors don't work? And I tend to pull the trigger. So I've been able to decorate my upstairs area because it's kind of my area. And so I don't really need to run it by him. I just kind of, if I like something, I'll get it. And it's not, you know, the main part of the house. So if I screw up, it's not like people are going to see it anyway. But for the living room and our bedroom and the kitchen and all those like common areas, we're trying to find stuff. So anyway, we we really want to get a piece of art. We want to get the fireplace area finished before we have our housewarming party, which we're going to have in September. And so we went to look for art. And we had a gift card from a year ago from our realtors who sold us this house to a local store that has art and furniture. It's a high-end kind of designers go there. It's a high-end kind of furniture and decor store. And they have art. And so we did that. We didn't find anything, but we did buy a lamp. We wanted to use the gift card, so we bought a lamp. And so I want to stop here and answer a question. I got an email from a new listener, and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned it. His name is Carter, and he says, "Hey, I've been a Geeky Gay listener for a few months. I love the show. Thank you, Carter. You've mentioned chocolate pie a few times, and I was wondering if you could share your recipe. I grew up in Alabama, and my grandmother's icebox pies are something I've never been able to replicate. And happy belated birthday." So thank you, Carter. I don't actually have my grandmother's recipe. I know I've cooked it with her, and so I remember things. My mom has my grandma's recipe, but what I've done is take a crust recipe, the filling recipe that I remembered from my grandmother, and then I adapted an Italian meringue recipe. So three separate recipes, basically, and I combine them. But what I will do, because I'm such a wonderful person, is I will send you a return email, and I'll give you links to the meringue that I do and the crust, and then I'll tell you how to do the chocolate filling. So, and maybe I'll write that somewhere where I can give to other people if they want it. I'm still trying to perfect the recipe, so I'm not, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. So anyway, thanks for the email. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.